Yeah.
Hey, Dell. Dan Nelson.
Hey, Dan.
How you doing today?
Mobile and home.
Okay. So I'm just giving you a follow-up call. Are you ready to get things started, or how you feeling about that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me just make sure I have everything in here. All right, so company link fence. The address, is it? It's 5323 Hogue Road, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. Phone number, we're still using the 269-274-5657, right?
Yeah, plus you guys have your number, too.
Yeah, the call tracking number, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see, we're reactivating the website, and we're going to get social media ads going for you too, right?
I didn't want to go that route right now because I'm just starting it out, and I'm just going to go with leads and do some job bids.
Okay, got you. So we're going to leave the social media ads off then for right now. So that'll make it 149. If you want to upgrade to the social media ads in the future, just call me, and remember, it's an additional 100.
I said it was 145, because it was 140 last year.
It's 149. All right. Okay. All right, so let me jump over here. All right, so billing... Is it a different card, or is it still the MasterCard ending in 3962?
No, it's 2630.
2630? Okay. So I need that card number then. I'm ready for it when you are, Dale.
Well, I'm driving down the highway. Yeah, a minute. It's going to be a minute.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Yep.
Man, sorry about your Lions, man. I thought they were going to win the Super Bowl. That was heartbreaking. They'll be back, though, next year once they're healthy and stuff, you know?
He threw, three interceptions.
I thought it was four. Yeah,
four, plus he fumbled.
Yep. Or maybe that's what it was. It was three interceptions and the fumble. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, you remember where he got hit in the head when they come at him with the helmet?
Mm-hmm.
And they took him out for about three plays, and they put the black guy in there, and he was throwing on point, and he scored a touchdown. I think when he threw it to Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Should have kept it that way, huh?
Did you see when they took Goff out?
I had to watch the highlights because I was coaching an all-star team at the time of the game, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but,
Yeah, that's kind of a letdown, you know what I mean?
I mean, super letdown.
They could have got him if that, if he didn't throw a, I think they took him in the tent for a month to see if he had a concussion. Mm-hmm. And they went and threw him back in there, man, and he wasn't on point when he was throwing his balls because it was right before that he was going to get sacked, and he threw the ball, and they intercepted like three times in a row.
That makes sense. So they probably should have just kept him out then, you know?
You know, I mean, I'm seriously, yeah. Because I think it was Tito, whatever his name is, black dude, the backup quarterback, he was, like, on point. I mean, scored a touchdown by throwing the ball. I mean, threw three good passes, caught him, you know, first down, then touchdown.
And, next year they're going to roll, man. Watch.
Yeah, I know, but they're losing their defensive coach and their offensive coach.
Yeah, I saw the offensive coach is going to the Bears, right?
Chicago Bears, yeah.
Yeah,
Chicago.
Yeah. He's a good coach.
And that was he is, man. But I don't know why he would do that shit, man, because Dan Campbell and all of them had it rolling just perfect. I'm hoping they had the same players, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the players, I think they should be, once they get healthy, you know, they're going to be good, man. You know, and Dan Campbell, he's amazing, man. So gutsy, you know. I was coaching that All-Star game, so when I came back and I seen the score, I was shocked, man, you know. I couldn't believe it. But then I saw the turnovers, and I was like, yeah, that's why, you know. Like, usually if you win that turnover battle, you'll win the game, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got the world next year, for sure. I was rooting for you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And, you know, Washington, Commanders.
I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe that, man. Like, I thought it was going to be Ravens and the Lions in the Super Bowl,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And both teams lost,
yeah,
man.
Well,
you know?
I'm sure Patrick Mahomes, you know, and Kansas City Chiefs are going to be in there again. But then again,
man,
they
I
got
hope not. I hope the Bills get them.
The Eagles and the Commanders, they got it. I mean, I'm telling you, they're on point. And,
yeah.
I know we could have won them if it wasn't for the interceptions that he threw.
Oh, for
you know
sure.
I mean?
If you guys win the turnover battle, you win that game, for sure. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we only had one more game after that, then it was going to Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know,
yep,
we had home advantage, you know, just from winning our championship.
Man, Eagles-Lions, well, dude, that would have been a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next year.
Okay, now,
next year.
Let's make this clear before I pull over.
Yeah.
You're going to get the website going, and
correct,
this ain't going to be dragging, you know what I mean, dragging the feet, and I need to get it done right away.
Yeah, we're going to reactivate. I'm going to schedule a client interview for you again just so they can make sure the keywords are right and all that good stuff, and we'll get it rolling, like, ASAP.
You bump me back up to my 5 stars?
No, we can't do that. So we can't get rid of, like, negative reviews. What we're going to do, though, is give you...
No, there's no negative reviews. It's just because I dropped off because I was retiring that year last year.
Right.
No, I'm getting back in. I think it's still 4.7, but it was 5.0, you know, for like 4 or 5 years before I, you know, end up retiring.
4.8. Let me look at it real fast.
I don't have any negative reviews. Ever had a negative review.
So it'll still be at 4.8. There was a 1-star review left 8 months ago by Amber BB.
What happened?
Okay, so there was a 1-star review left 8 months ago by Amber BB. You know who that is? BEEBE.
What did she do wrong?
She put a 1-star review on there. So that was 8 months ago.
Amber BB.
Yes, sir.
Okay, when was that job done?
It doesn't tell me when the job was done. It just tells me when the review was left 8 months ago.
Wow.
It's still a 4.8 review on there. So we can, as you're getting more reviews, you'll get like 4.9, right? But it won't go to 5 because of that 1-star review. The only person that could remove the review is the person who left it.
No, that's not true. Because I had Caesar take the one out that the guy had showed up there twice, and he wasn't there, then and he made up another appointment, and I couldn't make it because I've already tried 2 times with him, and it just had to get busy, and he left a bad review on there, and he took him right off. And that absolutely happened.
Got it. You're right. So they can do, like, a claim process through Google, but they have to show, like, that review is, like, not real, basically, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, I don't know of any customers that I never, ever see, because we don't charge any money down. We do the whole job, you know, and we get paid up on completion, okay? And that's one good thing that we always did, that we've always, you know, did with all of our customers. They don't pay no money down until the job's done. Happy, smiling, then we get paid. But I've never had that one customer ever, 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 that I know of, ever, other, and he wasn't even a customer, that one guy left that review, because I didn't show up that day when I was there 2 times before that, and he wasn't there, you know what I mean, but I've never had a bad review.
I could have them dispute it. You know what I'm saying? Do you know who Amber Beebe is? Does that ring a bell or no?
Where is she out of Forge?
It just shows me her name, brother. So it shows Amber Beebe 8 months ago. It's not on Port. It's on Google. Is where she left the review.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know if she lives in Forge or not.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it won't really show me that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm pulling my house right now, so I can go in there and talk and get the card out.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let me...
Yeah, I want to make sure that I get my... I want to make sure my advertisement runs more than just in Kalamazoo.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You guys promised me that, promised me for like 2 years, it never happens. You know,
okay.
I mean, like put in Battle Creek, and there's all these other Facebook, or people on Facebook sales, you know, for fencing companies want to take them on, you know, and there's so many other people that I can go to, but I will stick with you guys because I've always been with you guys.
Appreciate
you know.
That. Appreciate yes, sir.
Yeah. And, I don't know, I'm just really wanting to get something out there instead of just Kalamazoo.
Right.
I never did understand that. I had to get one of my customers, addresses and okay from them to be able to get you guys to throw me in Portage. That's just, I don't understand that shit.
So it's kind of like, okay, so your map listing, right? The best way I could put it to you is it's like gas stations, right? Like if you search like gas station near me, it's not going to show you a gas station 50 miles away. It's going to show you a gas station near you. You know what I'm saying? So it works the same way with the map as where you're PIN verified. The way to get like outside of like your local area is through ads, right? That's why I was recommending those social media ads for you too. But they are. It is $100 more, so it would make it $249. You know.
Yeah, I know a lot of other fencing companies, and they're all. I mean, you pull them up, just any kind of fencing company, like Fencing Contractors, period, in Battle Creek, and it's going to pull you know all of them up, but not me. I'm only a Fencing Contractors in Portage.
Right.
Okay. And,
well, you've been deactivated for a while now, so what would happen is, like, by reactivating...
Yeah, I just jumped on my truck. I got to put it on speaker now.
Oh, yeah. Take your time.
Yeah, I'm Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And, I want to get the ball rolling.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, you've been deactivated for a while, so... But we're going to reactivate. They'll start the programming again, like the post and the optimization, so you're able to rank. We activate the website, right, like all that good stuff. So you're going to see your rankings boost. But if you want a wider range of area, like the best way to do that is through ads, you know. That's why I was recommending those social media ads to you to start back up, you know. That way you really, like, hit the ground running with this thing.
They show up?
No. Should be here about
5 Yeah. All right, go say that again, bud. I just walked in the house. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. So what I was saying is you've been deactivated for a while. So by reactivating, they'll get going on the optimization again, activate the website, right? That way we're boosting your rankings. But to get you a wider range of areas, that's why I was recommending those social media ads for you to start off. That way you hit the ground running. But it is $100 more for those at the $249, or we could reactivate at the same package you were on before at the $149, you know?
Yeah. Plus that's going to activate the other number, plus that's going to activate the answering service, correct?
Correct. The call tracking number would reactivate as well, yes, sir. The answering service, we don't have an answering service, like the call will come directly to you.
No, I always had an answering service, and it says, for service, push 1.
Oh, call greeting. Yeah. Yes, sir. Correct, correct. The call greeting.
Yeah.
I thought you meant somebody like answering the phone for you. I apologize for the
misunderstanding. Well, it is. It's like an AI, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know,
correct. Yeah.
But that's going to be happening instantly when I pay, right?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is we're going to process payment, reactivate, then I'm going to schedule your client interview. That way they can just make sure the keywords and everything's good to go, and then we'll reactivate it. So it's going to happen very fast.
All right. All right. Long your back, Max. I am.
Yeah, take your time.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Is it a MasterCard?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready for that card number when you are.
5510.
Okay.
2700.
All right.
0351.
Okay.
2630.
Expiration?
4426.
All right. CVV
544.
Perfect. Same billing address, right? The 5323 Hogue Road?
Yep.
All right, perfect. And do you want to start with the social media ads or without?
I only want to do the 149 right now.
149, okay. And then we could always upgrade to social media as needed, okay?
Yeah, once I get banging, you know what I mean, then I'll do the social media.
Yeah, 100%. Let's just get everything at least reactivated. So give me one quick second here. All right. I'm going to resend you your login credentials for your dashboard in just one second. Just give me a moment. I'm just reactivating everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and I send that to my, what, you send it to my email or my text?
It's going to come via email and via text. Just give me one quick sec, though. All right. Let's see here.
How's the wildfires out there?
Man, it's been crazy. They're not like near us, so it's 2 hours away from us, which seems like it's super close, but it's not really like
the northern part of California.
No, it's Southern California. It's like Malibu is where they're at. We're in Orange County, so like Fountain Valley to be exact. So they're a little ways away from us, you know. But they've been crazy, man. Like I heard, like they cut the water supply when they initially happened, and like all kinds of crazy stuff was going on, but. Everybody's surviving, man. They're getting better for sure, you know? But it was crazy. There was like three of them, and we have something out here called like Santa Ana Winds, right? And they just, they went crazy like right at the same time, you know? So it was pretty nuts, but
yeah,
we're surviving out here. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys been getting a lot of snow there?
No, no snow. We're in Southern California. We don't really get snow down here.
Wow.
There's like a mountain over here called Big Bear, and they'll get snow, but where I'm at in Orange County, like it doesn't snow at all.
It's like Florida never got snow, but they got slammed.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just weird the way it's working the last 3 years.
Right. All right. So let me hold on. Delete and recreate. All right. Update. Yeah. Just making sure you got everything's on here correct, you know? So just give me one sec. Save. Let me add the website on here. Alright, call tracking. Alright, and let me put that in the products too. So the client interview too, we block off a full hour. Yours shouldn't take that though, because it's just a reactivation,
right.
You know? But I do want to still set it because it's been a while since we activated. I just want to make sure all the keywords and all that stuff's correct, you know?
Yeah.
So give me one sec. All right, let me process payment. Your billing, so I got you into the same pack, the 149. I upgraded the site though at no additional charge to you. So you're getting the even better looking website, okay? Activated the call tracking, all that good stuff as well. So I'm hitting process payment.
You got
billing,
all my photos on there too?
We have your old photos, but I'm going to send you your login credentials. That way you're able to add new photos if needed too, okay?
Okay.
I actually got a decline on the card though. Let me make sure, give me a second here. Make sure I hit update on this. The last four is 2630, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and expiration of 426?
426, yep.
426, okay. And then CVV code 544, right?
Yeah, 544.
Okay. Let me see. It says transaction has been declined. Let me, the name on the card is Dale M. Asher, right?
That's correct.
Okay, billing address, I have the 5323 Hogue Road. Okay, so the only thing I could think of, can you repeat the card number back to me one more time? I might have, mixed the digit up or something. Yeah.
Okay, it's 5510-2700, 0351-2630.
All right, before I code it out this time, I'm just going to repeat it back for accuracy. So I have 5510.
Yep.
2700.
Yep.
0351.
Yep.
2630.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So let me update and coding that out. And let me try to process this again. Let's see. Yeah, declined.
That's hard to believe because I just put money in there yesterday.
Sometimes, it'll make you approve the transaction. You know, did you get, a text from your bank or anything?
No.
Okay. So here.
No, I don't have a touch from my bank.
Okay. Give me one quick sec here. Okay. In the subscription. All right, updates. Let's see. Okay, let me double check everything. That should be golden. Let me process again here, see what happens. Yeah, same thing. Came back as insufficient funds, actually, on the card.
I can call the card right now, man. I'm telling you, it's going to tell you there's money on that card.
Yeah, yeah. No, I believe you. I believe you. I'm just telling you what it's saying on here, you know? If you can, double check it. And do you want me to just follow up with you?
Let me see if I can add this call to you. You see
what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hang on. You still there?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hello, Dale?
Dale, you might have hit mute, brother. Can't hear you.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
$442 is in there right now.
Okay. Did you talk to the?
No, I got an automated call. Like,
got an automated call. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Because what so the code that came up, it said.
Listen, what I want you to do, can you put me on three-way? Can you add a call and call it for me to where we can?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can for sure. It doesn't matter what it says on there. Like, it just, the card's declining. So the code that came up is, it says insufficient funds, retry after 4 days. So I don't know what that, you might have to speak to somebody there. You know what I'm saying?
I should be able to go through. If I can call my iTalk and it tells me exactly what's in that account, you know what I mean? It should be in there.
I understand. It's just not, you didn't approve, you know? I could try to run it again.
Yeah, if you want me to, I can call the bank up and talk to them about it, but, I don't know why it ain't going through.
Yeah, I would just let them.
Or
just,
go
ahead.
I was going to say, or you can call there at, you can listen to the automated system that tells you.
Well, no, I believe you 1,000%. Like, even if it says, oh, the money's in there, when I try to process on here, we use TrustWave certification. It's declining it. So that's why I was like, hey, you might need to speak with somebody at the bank that, to push it through or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could try to process it again right now. I just don't want it to like freeze your card or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do you want me to try to process again or do you want to call and,
yeah, I'll call them up and see what's going on. Call me back in like 10 minutes.
Okay. You got it. Got it. I'll talk to you then, brother. All right.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye.